Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles. You have the worst traffic. Los Angeles. Why do you do this to me?
We always have horrible construction.
You hit traffic right now?
Oh, my God, Los Angeles. Don't get me started.
Oh, yeah, we're going to start it.
We are. KFI AM 640 Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. And, of course, the lovely Rocio Rivera in the newsroom. Hector on the board. And my man, producer Brent.
Present.
Who was feeling the pain I felt, and you were so panicked, you were ready to like get a tape segment.
We had a tape.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I love to just like slide in here like, woo, 11th hour, what's up? Look, I'm here. But today was a little scary. Like I was really in this like very, I think it's because I had acupuncture for the first time in my entire life yesterday. I have to tell you all about it. Yes.
I love acupuncture. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Okay, well, I need some advice. So this is good. We're going to get into that. And if you at home or at work or wherever you are do this, I need your thoughts and your prayers. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, I'm driving in thinking, are you serious right now? So just to give you a lay of the land, I took the 105, so coming from like LAX. So I went 105 East, and then I took the 110 North, and it was funny. I think for whatever reason, I used Waze as if I don't know how to get here, but I was just trying to see if something was going on, right? Because it'll tell you. And it said, take the 101 North. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. I don't ever usually do that, but I'll do that today. And I get close to downtown, and I see this insane backup. And apparently, they shut down the on-ramp to the 101 North because of some accident, and they were doing a traffic stop. They're clearing out the accident, and I thought, oh, I don't want anything to do with that. And I was like, that's right, suckers, bye, as I go right past that crowd. Little did I know, sucker, you're the sucker, Elizabeth, because I'm waiting for you up the street.
Yep.
On the 5 freeway.
Yep, and there was nothing about this on Siglert. Siglert, I have a huge bone to pick with you.
No, me too, and probably you too if you're sitting in your car listening to us right now.
Exactly. Stay off the 5 North. Prepare to actually go to one lane on the 5 North after you pass the 134. Now, it's mentioned in Siglert by this tiny, 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 tiny little square.
Yeah.
It doesn't represent that it takes up the whole freeway.
Yeah, like literally from the time that I transitioned from the 110, the Harbor Freeway, to the 5 North, as I pass Los Feliz Boulevard, all of a sudden, I start to see these cones, and yeah. I'm like, oh, this is not good. And then, of course, it's one lane, and this mm-hmm. Honda Accord decides he's got to cut me off. Really, dude? Like, you're going to get that much further ahead. You're going to get there. So I'm like, okay, I'm already pissy about this. And then I'm like, just breathe, because look at the time. You have to be on the air soon, and you may not make it. Okay, and then it dumps you somewhere. I think it was Western Avenue.
Yeah, it tells you to get off of Western where there's no access.
Nothing.
There's no lights.
No, there's
nothing. There's no nothing. You're like dumped in this industrial area.
Yeah. A nada. Is nada.
Yeah,
so, but thankfully, you know, the MacGyver that I am, the Uber at heart that I am, the Lyft driver that I should be, I, you know, had an idea of where I was and I started turning, you know, driving. But that always scares me because there's so many people that are transplants that live especially around Burbank, around the Hollywood area, right? Because people want to be close to the production companies and all that. They really don't know their way around the lay of the land. And I think for young women, especially, it always freaks me out because I see them say, look,
oh Rocio my God,
is raising
okay.
her hand.
I am a born and raised Angeleno and I still like, but it's just my sense of direction. It's just like bad.
But you know what? You're probably right. And I think I have a warped sense of what do you mean you don't know how to get there? Because like I tell everyone, my office for years in this town has been the street because as a reporter, you know, I can, I mean, that sounds like a prostitute.
Elizabeth on top.
That's right. That's my podcast, baby. Oh, yeah. But it's
her
true.
Her office is the street.
My office is the street. Wow. Yeah, I see where this is going. Wow. All right. Bye, God. I'm just a sit in the corner with a dunce. But it's true. It is true. I feel like I really know the lay of the land, if you know what I mean. Wow. See where this is going already. This is good. I think you all got acupuncture with me, too. You're in a good mood. I like it.
Oh, now we're talking about poking people.
It doesn't stop with these people. You see why I do? I do make it in every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, I'm like, why do I torture myself? And then I'm like, okay. Because you're so lovely, this little radio family. Let me say this. Okay, now shifting gears into a little bit of news. We've got a really great show for you. But I wanted to share with you, and we're going to post this picture on our sites, KFIAM640.com. And don't forget, you know, we have the podcast on there now. So we've got a lot of different exclusive interviews and more content because so many of you are so sweet, have been tweeting me and Instagramming and Facebooking and all the million things now on social media, asking for more time and for our show to be, you know, extended because we did go from 2 hours to 1 hour, but that's okay. So we are doing that for now with the podcast and, you know, hopefully we'll see if in the future that changes and we grow again. But there is a family of a missing Murrieta woman who is desperate, just want someone to say something about their daughter. I guess their daughter is a 40-year-old. Her name is Tammy Lyon, and she clocked, I guess, out for her lunch break at the Stater Brothers out in French Valley on Sunday. So that was, what, Father's Day, saying she was going to see her dad on June 18th, and she just disappeared. And she has this really distinctive, characteristic, which is that she's missing her left hand. I think she was born without her left hand is what they said. But it's just terrible. They have no idea, the parents, they have no idea what could have happened to her. It's like she clocked out for lunch. So obviously she had to come back. It wasn't as if, maybe I just decided I wanted to go to Palm Springs and, you know, take a week off and not tell anybody. Just bizarre. And of course, they're saying that the daughter did not have a history of being out of touch for long periods of time. So I can't imagine that I heard some audio from the dad on TV and, he's just like in tears and, you know, she would never do anything like this. Never, never. And mom, of course, is also saying that, you know, they're concerned. And though she had been going through a tough period in her life, who knows? I mean, it could be that she was a victim of a crime, or it could be that, you know, maybe she cracked maybe under pressure and you know, decided to take off. But I got to tell you, I'm always just amazed at how sometimes in this society, even in these densely populated communities, I feel like we're not looking out for each other enough. How can you just disappear in this society where we live on top of each other, especially here in
Some
Southern
people
California?
Want that.
Well, I understand that, but my point is, how is it no one saw anything? And also with Big Brother, if you will, and when I say Big Brother, I'm referencing the fact that there is a camera at every corner. There are cameras everywhere you go. People have their iPhones. You know what I mean? Like their smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just bizarre. I don't know. I thought by now somebody would have said like, oh yeah, I saw her, or, you know, something's come up. But just, it feels like, you know, like this 5-year-old missing boy that I'm going to get into right now. Like, how does a little 5-year-old just go disappear like that? And of course, now we know that because apparently his father had something to do with it, which is just terrible. And I have a little insight into this story. The lead investigator has given me exclusive interviews, and I'm just horrified by that whole story. But anyway, we'll get into that and really positive stories as well, because we're going to get your Sunday morning going great, because it's going to be another scorcher. Not as bad, though, right? Was it really hot out here in the valley yesterday?
I don't know.
No? Hector, you live in the valley, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Pasadena.
He's like, yeah, it was 110.
He doesn't sound too happy about that.
He's like, no.
I wasn't home with the AC on, so it wasn't that bad.
I was just sweating really bad.
Oh, aren't we fancy? Hector has AC. Somebody's paying him way too much.
Dang, because you know what? I don't have AC in my
house. How in the hell can he afford AC?
Wow. And that on the next expose at KFI. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Get away from traffic, stay away. Rocio Rivera, what's going on in the newsroom?
You know it's fine. I go, maybe there isn't a right way.
Right, KFI on iHeartRadio. Don't forget, we're on social media here, so hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. At Instagram is at Elizabeth Espinosa, ESPINOSA, and Twitter is at @E_Espinosa, ESPINOSA. And I have to tell you, last night I was out at Morton's Steakhouse in downtown LA celebrating my girlfriend's birthday. And it was so
fun. So Hector can afford air conditioning and you can afford steak?
You know what? It was a party. I didn't pay for anything. Just kidding. No, I did. Yeah, and that's why, well, let's just say that's why I'm driving a hoopty today. Yeah. No, but it was fun. It was sweet, you know. There was a reason why I brought that up, though. There was a story behind it. But you know what? Forget it. My young age. I'm so sorry. I know. How dare you? I've forgotten now. And it was just stuffy, though. Oh, maybe that the fact that it's underground. I guess the Morton's in downtown LA is underground. And so I swear to you, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so claustrophobic. Like, just knowing that I was underground was so annoying. And it's right next, by the way. It's across the street from the new Grand Wilshire Hotel that just opened.
What they're calling the lightsaber.
Yeah, it's going to have all kinds of lights, right, from top to bottom. It's like the largest, tallest building west of the
Mississippi. Hey, it's earthquake country. Let's build a really tall building.
Yeah, near the fault line.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'll be live in front of it.
Yes, let's... 73 stories or something like... They do have a glass urinal, though.
Oh, that's so fancy.
Yeah, it's one of those where you pee against the glass.
And how would you know?
Because I'm looking at pictures.
Oh, boy. That's kind of weird. Well, speaking of bathroom thingies, and we're going to get into the serious story here in a second. I went to the Waldorf Astoria, the brand new one in Beverly Hills on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to check something out different, you know. Rocio's like, hey, you're by me. I didn't see your note on Instagram until like the next day. I was like, oh, I should have called you. We went in there and it was the funniest thing because my girlfriend goes to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom and she comes back and she says, oh, my God, can you believe for such a fancy 5-star hotel, which, by the way, it costs like $200 million at least to build. They don't have toilet seat covers in the fancy bathrooms.
Kind of like Texas.
Are you kidding me? Like, what the hell? I was so worked up. I am like doing my squats in the bathroom. I won't touch that toilet seat.
What, they call it hovering?
I'm totally hovering. I was like, oh, God, my workout. No, but it was so funny. I was like, what do these other women do that, you know?
Well, if it's at the Waldorf, they probably have high paid janitors and custodians. So there's probably somebody that'll just clean right after you're done.
That's true.
You know what, though? But those places are so weird. It's a little Twilight Zone-y because you walk in and you're like, oh, yeah, he getting paid. She's getting paid. Yeah. But right. And I'm like, no. I'm not for hire. I'm just a fancy girl who actually has her own job. I promise.
Yeah. Your opening line is, hey, you're here for a convention?
Exactly. That should have been.
Elizabeth on top. Podcast coming up.
Wow. Wow. Well, there you go. You got to come back. All right. Elizabeth is on top of it all. In fact, I did speak to my friend, who happens to be the lead investigator, he likes it when I say that he's the elite. He's part of the elite Los Angeles County Sheriff's Homicide Team. And they really do. They work very hard. I mean, this guy, since April, I can't believe it's been since April, this little boy went missing. So remember the story of this little 5-year-old Aramaz Andresian Jr. So the story was the little boy has disappeared, but dad is found passed out outside of his old four-door BMW with tinted windows. All this is important because, you know, initially the word was, oh, my God, maybe somebody assaulted him and took the kid. And so he's like, I don't remember what happened to me. Ends up, you know, he wakes up in the hospital. And now we know, well, actually, he was trying to kill himself somehow because he kind of stuffed the exhaust pipe to his car. And it sounds like there were some pictures of him when he was, you know, the baby was born on the passenger seat and the car, like one of those, like, let me leave the car running and try to kill myself. But, you know, I think he was such a coward that he wimped out and he decided to just, you know, fall out of the car. But he did pass out. Anyway, kids disappeared. And then the story became, well, the last time I saw my kid was a Thursday night. We went to Disneyland with my mother and my sister, dropped off the family from, think about this, Anaheim all the way to like Montebello, where the mom lives, at, I don't know, it was probably 2 in the morning. And he told investigators, the father says, I really want to see the sunrise with my son. So he's in the middle of, by the way, I should mention in case you're new to the story, he's part of a new bitter child custody divorce battle with the wife, right? And he says, we're going to go to Santa Barbara. So they go to Santa Barbara, Lake Kachuma, and of course, then he comes back on Saturday and that whole ordeal happens at Arroyo Seco Park where the kid disappears. And so none of it made sense. He was arrested, but there was lack of evidence, so he had to be released. And then since then, they've been working on this case. And unfortunately, the feeling is this little boy is dead. Question is, where is he? Where is his body? And so they finally arrested the father again. Las Vegas PD picked him up. And that happened, what, Friday? I was in the newsroom when the story broke. So I was literally walking out of KTLA when they like grabbed me and put me back on the set to talk about it. And they're going to discuss more details tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But what's so scary and freaky about this whole thing is how this guy, I mean, he's caught in Las Vegas. So seriously, like your 5-year-old child is missing. You're so upset. You got to flock to Las Vegas to, you know,
party it up.
And apparently he was going to concerts. I mean, you know, you got to go to the J-Lo concert to feel better about the loss of your child.
Got
to
hit that buffet.
Yeah. Like, you know, your 5-year-old is somewhere and I guess you're so upset about it. That's your therapy, going to Las Vegas. What a piece of dirt. And actually, I'm offending dirt. I really am. I really am, because dirt gives life.
Yep.
This guy is such a douchebag. And it's upsetting that, you know, his mother, you know, bless her heart, I get it, that's your son, but come on, mom. Apparently, grandma there, you know, paternal grandma has been really covering for the son, too. Because investigators have gone back and forth to her house to try to get more information, and she keeps covering for her kid. Well, I got to tell you, somehow they believe they have enough evidence to go forward and, you know, charge him with murder of his own son. And his attorney is saying, of course, I think it's Daniel Bardoni or something. He's, you know, the father, his attorney keeps saying, you know, my client did nothing wrong, has no idea where his son is. He's worried. And, you know, now we'll have supposedly a better rapport with investigators to talk about this. But yeah, right, pal. So we'll keep you posted, of course, here on KFI, you know, the newsroom. We'll bring that press conference probably live tomorrow. And I will keep you posted on our end here on Sundays. But, man, I would just say a prayer for this little kid. That just breaks my heart, you know. And that mom, you know, what she's going through as well. Yeah, deep breath. All right, well, when we come back, what are we doing? We're going to do
LA Food Bank.
The LA Food Bank. You know, there is such food insecurity, unfortunately, in Southern California. But there are those who care enough and are making a big difference. So we'll get into that when we come right back. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. KFI AM 640, Rocio Rivera. What's going on?
Santa Ana police are looking for the owner of 2 pit bulls that killed a cat, chased a woman, and bit a man. The dogs were apparently running loose Friday morning on South Lowell Street when they killed the cat. Then they went after a woman, but she got away. After that, they attacked the man who was walking his dog near Alton Avenue and Bristol Street. The man was bitten as he tried to break up the dog fight. The pit bulls were returned over to animal control. This report is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Booze has been banned in part of California's capital city,
at least through this weekend. Sacramento County officials have issued an alcohol ban along a stretch of the American River that runs through Sacramento because of the annual Rafting Gone Wild event. It attracted about 3,000 people last year. There have been problems in the past as participants drink way too much and become belligerent. 6 people were arrested last year. Organizers say they're opposed to the booze ban and are urging people on Facebook to get creative and drink before they float. Officials say they will be strictly enforcing the ban on alcohol. Amy King, KFI News.
An excessive heat warning will be in effect for the Palm Springs area through 9 p.m. tomorrow as near-record-setting triple-digit temperatures continue. There's a heat advisory up for the Inland Empire as temperatures there are expected to top out at 106. Traffic from the helpful SoCal Honda Traffic Center. Watch out for a work zone on the 605 in Pico Rivera.
This is on the 605 northbound from Beverly to Rose Hills. Caltrans has the 4 right lane shut down for road work until 8 a.m. You are seeing delays from just after Washington Boulevard. Anaheim, this is on the 57 northbound right before the 91. We have a crash and CHP crews taking up the 2 right lanes there. Your drive is stop and go from Lincoln Avenue. In Buena Park, this is on the 91 eastbound after Orangethorpe. We have a crash taking up the carpool and left lanes there. You're seeing delays from before Carmenita. I'm Brian Vance for KFI Traffic, home of KFI in the Sky.
Hey, KFI studs! Did you know that AAMCO has easy payment plan options for almost any credit situation? If you think you have a transmission problem, or if your car doesn't feel right, When the service light's on, more than likely, they'll fix it fast and you pay for it slow at your neighborhood AAMCO. And right now, the expert technicians at AAMCO will perform an initial transmission check at no cost. About 2 years ago, I was having problems with my transmission. The dealership said I was crazy. So I took my car to AAMCO and they confirmed what I thought. There was a transmission problem. Car problems are like toothaches. They only get worse with time. Don't let a potentially small problem turn into a big one. Did you know that AAMCO is the preferred vendor for most warranty companies? It's a true story. If you have a problem, doesn't it make sense to take your vehicle where the warranty companies prefer? Call the guys at AAMCO today or visit AAMCOSocal.com for the center nearest you. That's AAMCO, double A, big dong, MCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more, bub.
SoCal weather from KFI, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s, highs later on today from the low to mid-70s at the beaches, mid to upper 80s inland, triple digits for the valleys and the IE, up to 106 in some of the hottest spots in the IE. We lead local from KFI's 24-hour newsroom. I'm Rocio Rivera.
Hey gang, Tim Conway Jr. here, and you know I'm a huge fan of taking the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner. It's the best way to get to San Diego, Santa Barbara, or San Luis Obispo. Take the scenic route on Amtrak Pacific Surfliner and enjoy the journey. PacificSurfliner.com.
Summer is here and 4th of July is around the corner, but there's no need to wait for great deals. The Summer Drive sales event is going on all month at West Coast Toyota. Search our large inventory of new and used vehicles to find exactly what you're looking for. Shop 24/7 from any device at westcoasttoyotalb.com.
Don't miss the highly anticipated annual Freeway Series driven by Lexus when the Dodgers and Angels face off at Dodger Stadium on June 26th and 27th. For tickets, visit dodgers.com/tickets.
Hi, AccidentLawyer.com. Settlement news. $1.5 million for bicyclists struck by a limo suffering serious ankle injury.
My accident lawyer is the way to go. Call 800-920-0810.
Robert Koenig, where results may vary, no guarantee.
Welcome to the Legal Minute with super lawyer Darren Cavanocchi, founder of 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Hey, Barry, we've been doing our show for some time now, and I think it's about time that we quizzed you.
Okay, I'm game. Bring it on, Darren.
All right, true or false? Persistent heartburn can cause a falsely elevated reading on a DUI breath test.
True.
That's right. There are many people who simply aren't suitable subjects for DUI breath testing.
I knew that one.
Well, that was a softball. Here comes the heat. A DUI blood test could be inaccurate if they use an alcohol swab to clean your arm. True or false?
True.
That's right. Are you cheating over there?
I had a good teacher. Well, we're just about out of time. Any final words?
You've only got 10 days from your DUI arrest to stop the DMV from automatically suspending your license. So call us at 1-800-NO-CUFFS, because no one looks good in handcuffs, unless you're into that sort of thing. 1-800-NO-CUFFS. 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Post-truth.
Alternative facts.
Fake news.
Truth. Facts. News. KFI.
An iHeartRadio station.
Turn it up.
KFI. All right, KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. I want to be Katy Perry here. Change to the Rhythm. It's such a political song, which I love. You know, food insecurity, guys, we don't even talk about it much because you think this is the U.S. of A. I love how people get so, like, there's this entitlement, like, it's the U.S. There are no homeless people here.
There's no hungry people.
There are no hungry people. It's just like, we're all one percenters. We all drive, you know, 4x4s and... You know, it's like Tonka country, Tonka toys. No, it doesn't work that way. In fact, food insecurity, which is a really nice way of saying, B, I am starving to death because I do not know where my next meal is coming from. Yeah, people who don't have food don't know where they're going to get their next meal from is a reality. And it's really sad, but Los Angeles actually is home to one of the largest areas of food insecurity. Something like over 1 million people go hungry every day,
which is absolutely insane.
Well, it's inexcusable. I'm sorry. It's just I don't even understand it. So we thought we'd talk to Courtney Mora, who's the manager of marketing and communications for the Los Angeles regional food bank because they're doing something about it. They're really trying to make a difference. And especially right now with summertime, a lot of kids, our little kids are not having breakfast. You know, there's some kids that they go to school and that's the only meal they get during the day. Just think about that for a second. In Southern California, the same place where the Oscars are held and people spend crazy money on gowns, on the red carpet. You know what I mean? Like, just putting it in perspective, it's scary. All right, well, here's Courtney Mora. Had to ask her, is there a difference between food insecurity and just basic hunger?
That's a good question. So these two things are definitely related, but people may be much more familiar with the idea of hunger than the concept of food insecurity. Hunger is actually a symptom or a result of food insecurity. Food insecurity is the socioeconomic condition of limited or unreliable access to adequate food. This leads to the physiological experience of hunger. When we talk about the lack of access to adequate food, we aren't just talking about folks who aren't getting enough calories per day. We are also talking about neighbors who either temporarily or for a long time are really struggling to get enough nutritious food, food they need to be healthy and productive.
Well, and along with food insecurity and hunger, you know, there's another term out there, food desert. So what is that, Courtney?
Well, a food desert would be an area where it is difficult for the residents to get access to food, whether there aren't a lot of grocery stores around or not a lot of healthy grocers around. Obviously, we have convenience stores pretty much everywhere, and those places do accept EBT. But when we talk about a food desert, we're talking about a place where the residents aren't really close or don't have reliable access to nutritious food.
And, you know, along with food insecurity and hunger, are one of the many reasons we had Courtney Mora, of course, on with us here. Again, she's the marketing and communications manager for the L.A. Regional Food Bank on, is to talk about this free summer lunch program. And here's what she had to say about this.
It is a federally funded program that fills the nutrition gap when students are not in school. So this program ensures that children and teens who, you know, maybe during the school year are relying on school meals are still getting nutritious meals during the summer. This program is for children 18 years and under. The program is free for participants, and the food bank is working with 70 sites throughout LA County to provide this service. Some of these sites require enrollment, and some of them do not. So I think about 30 sites are open. So students or children would only have to walk in and they'd receive a meal. So some of our sites that are providing the summer meals are also providing other services like summer camp and other activities. So for things like that, students need to pre-enroll. But even still, to receive the lunches, the students do not have to prove proof of income or anything like that. They just have to sign up. We are not actually the only ones providing this service in LA County. There are other organizations that are providing this as well. So if you call 211, that would be a great way to find a site that is open enrollment nearby.
211, way to go. I love it. And is there a way that people can donate money or, you know, time to the summer lunch program?
So since we are working with agencies, just a little bit of background about the food bank itself. So the food bank is not serving meals directly to children. What our child and nutrition programs team is doing is working with the agencies, so these are Boys and Girls Clubs, community centers, and the like, to help them get enrolled in the SFSP program. And we are also working with a catering company to provide nutritious and kid-friendly meals at these sites. So if anyone would like to volunteer at one of these sites, I would recommend actually looking up the sites that are in your area and calling those locations directly to see if they need help.
And how does
our child and nutrition programs team does not coordinate volunteer work in that area.
And how does the LA Regional Food Bank get its food?
So most of the food that we distribute through our partner agency network and our programs is not purchased by the food bank. Most of the food that we distribute, those are donations from farmers, distributors, commodities from the federal government or from the USDA. So most of our cost is operational, and we cannot do the work of the food bank without our financial supporters and our volunteers. We do receive some food from food drives, but we are trying to source the most nutritious food available. So we're trying to increase the amount of fresh produce, dairy, fresh meat, things like that. So we are receiving those things mainly from food donors and grocers.
And can you tell us a little bit about Feed SoCal and Stuff a Truck? We see a lot about that.
The Stuff a Truck event for us is hosted by traffic reporter Alicia DeValle from ABC7 from 4:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. So she's there on site helping to encourage people to get more involved in the fight against hunger. These on-air food drives give ABC7 viewers an opportunity to participate by purchasing $5 food bags or donating non-perishable food items at their local Albertsons. We just did our Stuff Truck event at Albertsons in Gardena, and it was a great success.
Gardena, represent. Okay, very awesome. Well, you know what? We have a lot more, in fact, with Courtney on our podcast, so check it out, KFIAM640.com. Go to Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, or if not, just Sunday Morning, right?
Keyword Sunday.
Sunday is your keyword. So thank you so much. And yeah, get involved, man. How can we help? Wanted to actually see if we could squeeze in another a quick story here, because this is insane. So you know everyone's taking now the gold line, the red line, the purple line. You know, it's good to take public transportation.
Definitely not the blue line, though.
Wow.
Wow.
The blue pill? What was that?
No, you left out the blue line. But
I forgot the blue line. Sorry.
I was thinking just because this guy has his arsenal, you know, on the yellow line, you don't need that on the yellow line.
Oh, my God.
But you do need that on the blue line.
You're very good. You know all these lines, if you know what I'm saying. No, but this guy takes a train. I actually don't know the metro system very well, but this is insane. I do remember when they were building the gold line station out of Pasadena. So I guess on Wednesday, this guy is taking a pee-pee on into a planter, and so this is what, can you believe that, all because he had to go pee-pee? This is how he gets busted
on the yellow line.
So deputies come over and they're like, excuse me, don't be whipping that out, it's a weapon. And so, okay, maybe they didn't say that. Oh, yeah. Probably are a lot more professional than what I just made it sound like. But then they see that he's got a duffel bag and they're like, all right, let's go check him out, right, get your ID out. Hello, whoa, take it easy, tiger. Dude's 28 years old, gets taken into custody right away because turns out inside his duffel bag, he had a loaded AR-15 rifle, two loaded 30-round magazines, a loaded 40-caliber handgun with extended magazines, a machete-type knife, a rope, several rounds of live ammunition, a notebook with unidentified writings, and he had a silencer. Holy crap, don't piss that guy off. I said, that's my seat, sir! Taking out the silencer right now, right? I mean,
I told you the blue line is rough, man.
Yeah, but this is a gold line.
I know, this is the gold line, which blows me away.
He was traveling eastbound, I guess. This is at the Sierra Madre station, he got busted. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, Sheriff McDonald, right, LA County Sheriff, gave the press conference because they were worried. They're like, why would somebody walk around with so much, you know, with that arsenal? It's crazy. Like, was he working for ISIS or something? But they don't know. They're not making any links or connections to terrorism. But you've got those lone wolves, and there's that.
So exactly. And
think about.
They just recently had more LAPD joining with Long Beach PD to cover the metro lines now.
Well, but you mean for that area, of course, Long Beach PD.
Well, they're actually joining together, yeah. So usually before it was part of the LAPD.
Did you mean LAPD or LA County Sheriff?
LAPD and... I mix it up.
You said
yeah,
Long
I
Beach.
Always,
I was
yeah,
like, why would Long Beach
thank
be
God I don't know that much Sierra about cops. Pasadena. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, but they know about you.
Oh!
All right, we'll be back with your calendar section Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Sir, he's right here. Handcuffs, yeah, right there to your left. Rocio, no, she's cool. Rocio Rivera, take it away.
Thank God I'm cool.
Are we kids here? I don't know the words. I'm just going to do the
It's my theme song.
That is your theme song. Yeah. Yay! John Ariola listens every morning before work. Thank you, John. Shout out. We are live on Instagram right now. That's right, kids. At Elizabeth Espinosa. You can watch us live right now. KFI AM 640, Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. I cannot believe we are approaching the end of June. What? I mean, my New Year's resolutions, I was still just trying to get to number one and two. So here we are halfway through the year. But Anyway, so I will say, I want to remind you that tonight on PBS, Jim the Neat, by the way, is tuning in to Ricardo Madrid on Instagram. So hello. All right. Oh, John Ed Jordan. What's up? Good morning. That's right. I'm energized. Kind of. People send little notes. It's very cute. What was I going to say? PBS, we have the show tonight on the gas tax because, you know, that's coming up here in California. Not very happy about that. So we have a great strategist on the show talking about it. It's called Studio SoCal. It's a talk show. Airs at 5 o'clock, PBSSoCal.org. In case you can't watch it on the air, you can watch it online. Great show. Also, shout out to, I'm on the board of the Los Angeles Press Club, and we have a big gala tonight honoring Jay-Z. Honoring Harvey Weinstein. Am I saying that right? Weinstein. I said that right. Thank you very much. And and then Jake Tapper from CNN, too. Should be fun. And Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. It is the coolest new restaurant on the sand. So it's Bolsa Chica State Beach. And it's like this, just the most awesome. I posted some pictures on Instagram. Constanzo on Instagram. Hello there. Welcome, everybody. Want to welcome everybody listening in on Instagram and on Facebook and all of those lovely things. The BET Awards are tonight here in L.A. Who's going? Raise your hand.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, because I thought you would get an invitation.
It's like we all know everybody.
Exactly. What do you mean? You're black. You should be invited. Hello. So inappropriate. My God. I get invited to all the, like, people en español events. I'm just kidding. I do not. I should, though. Hello. So I want to talk a little bit about acupuncture, but before we go to that, because Rocio is fantastic, although I just anglicized your name. I like to say Rocio.
I love that, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. As long as you like it.
I do.
Because some people get weird about that, you know. So let's go to the calendar section to you know, give you the heads up on what's coming up. Here we go. Play it, Hector. There you go. That's the jam we like to listen to. Okay, have you guys heard of the, like, the most amazing... Like these little dance parties. It's free. It's the All Summer Long at the Music Center's Dance Downtown LA. You shake it under the stars. And basically, it's the Grand Park. We just love the Grand Park, right? The Grand Park is basically the big park that's in front of City Hall. Large space. And they have a series of Dance Downtowns, what's called, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it features a different genre of movement at each event. So there's disco, Bollywood. And I'm so bummed. My girlfriend Jeanette called me on Friday. She, like, last minute, of course. And said, let's go to this event. And I, you know, now I, as I'm looking at the...
There it is.
I'm like, oh, it would have been so much fun. It was,
it was cumbia, and the cumbia. One is one you missed.
I miss cumbia.
But anybody that's a huge hip-hop fan, on June 30th, we have PB Wolf. Great, great artist.
Is that a good hip-hop
artist? Oh, he's good.
Okay, good to know. So get down there, and it's free. You can get, you know, you have a picnic, purchase food and drinks on site. They have a lot of, like, the food trucks there.
Get your La La Land on and just dance in public.
I love that. And it goes through September 1st. I think as you go from August 4th through September 1st, those are going to be really awesome nights because it gets so much hotter. And at night, it's like perfect weather.
Oh, yeah.
Do a little dance off.
Everybody's all sweaty and juicy.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Wait, I didn't mean...
And that is why he got an invitation to the BET Awards. And I did.
I haven't eaten anything yet, so...
Clearly.
Everything looks like a meal.
Have you done... Wow. Okay. Be careful, Rocio. Let's walk out carefully here. So, okay, so have you done acupuncture?
No.
Never?
No.
Rocio, have you?
Yes. I do it all the time.
Okay, so I lost my innocence with acupuncture over the weekend.
Did you love it?
Oh, my God, it was my first time.
Did you love it?
I was nervous, and then I just allowed those things to enter me.
But did you love it?
I did, actually. I totally did.
So you look like something out of Hellraiser.
I did a little bit, but it was weird. And I tried not to think about it too much, so I just lay down, and she's like, okay. And she was very calm, and she, you know, so I guess there are two ways of, like, inserting the needle. And so the first way I felt it a little bit on my forehead, and then she did it again, and it was, like, a quicker. She's like, oh, there are two ways. And so then I didn't really feel it. And I thought, oh, I have to just sit here and be calm for 22 minutes. Do you know who I am? I can't stop moving. So it was like such a practice because, you know, I'm all about trying to learn how to meditate, for example. And that's a work in progress to calm your thoughts. But it was cool. I love that she asks you to pull your tongue out and she looks at your tongue and she tells you what's wrong with you. It's Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Chinese medicine. It's right.
They can find deficiencies based on what your tongue looks like.
I don't know. Yes. This sounds like a complete scam to me.
No, it's not. You know, there's something called iridology, which is they look at your eye, mm-hmm. and they just look at your eyes and they know what's wrong with you. And they'll tell you you're having digestive issues, mm-hmm. Fertility issues. It could be, you know, migraines. And it's interesting because right after that acupuncture appointment, I actually had coffee with my doctor, who I love to death. He's like a mentor. He's my father's age.
She got all the needles out, right?
I know, exactly. I was like, oops, took one home. Memories.
My husband did that once.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In his sock.
In his sock?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. No. I waited. I waited to stick everything out. But what's funny is I don't think I drank enough water because I did get a headache afterwards. It was
really?
Bizarre.
Wow.
I did. I had a headache and I thought, really? It's summer. I really want to go out. And so I just ended up going home having to take a long nap. But I shared this with my doctor, right, who's, you know, Western medicine. And, you know, he was very open to it. He's like, yeah, you know, give it a shot. Try it. But she was talking about herbs. Have you done herbs yet?
Yeah, I do. The Chinese herbs?
Yes. Every day.
I do take them every day. There's this stuff.
Wow.
Ease tonic.
Herbs.
This stuff, ease tonic, it's mm-hmm. amazing.
Ease tonic?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically a concoction of different Chinese herbs. And I call them my happy pills because they... No, seriously, they're my happy pills. They do something to your endorphins, and so they just make you, like, they elevate your mood. I'm not sure exactly what's in them, but I just know they make you feel good. And they also take pain away.
Well, she gave me a diet, too, and I thought, oh, no. So she said no ice. And can I just tell you, that's, like, the weirdest thing for me, because what is wrong with me? But I feel like the last year, I've grown an affinity for ice. Like, I want ice in everything. And so she's like, no, you have to have stuff that's warm for your body. Because if your body temperature, it kind of throws you off your chi, which is your energy.
Okay, now I'm calling BS. Because it takes a lot of ice water to lower your body temperature.
I don't know.
Oh, it definitely does. Because it goes down your esophagus, into your stomach. It's not like it goes under your skin. The water does. Mm-hmm. It goes into your body where it's all nice and warm and... That does nothing. Just like how people used to drink ice water to lose weight.
Well, let me say this to you guys. Why don't we just do an together in the spirit of that? We will not do road rage. We will not eat fatty foods.
No traffic.
No traffic. I swear. You need a lot of those alms in this traffic. All right. I'm so excited. Next week, maybe we'll get into the return of Mike Myers. I love this. He's like the new host of The Gong Show, but he's acting like Tony Mayard, I guess. That's like the host of some British guy. Anyway, wild story. Thank you for joining us on Instagram. Ivan, when I think needles, I think junkies, he says. About
I'm with him.
Are you with him?
That is a really good
producer
point.
Producer Brent is with you.
Yeah, I can see junkies getting triggered by acupuncture.
Right. It's not like that.
It is very different.
It's not different. No, it's not.
You stick yourself with a needle and you feel good. What's the difference?
There is a difference. Yeah. I am going to take a video of it and I will share that with you next time. How's that?
Okay, fair enough.
All right, done. And in that spirit, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI, AM 640. Thank you for being here.
Ring gate.